Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. As the sun rises, casting a weak glow through the thick tapestry of grime that cloaks the skies, one can barely discern the outline of what were once bustling metropolises. In the heart of these urban labyrinths, we find pockets of humanity clustered in areas known as smog shelters. These shelters, the modern-day sanctuaries of the privileged few, represent the apex of adaptation in an era where the luxury of clean air has become a tale of lore, whispered to disbelieving children as they fit their masks snug against still-developing faces. Structures against despair. These architectural anomalies were once havens for the hopeful, a bridge between the world that was and the world that had to be. Now they sit as mausoleums to the spirit of innovation, serving as bulwarks against the pervasive atmospheric toxicity. Within their confines, pseudo-natural conditions are sustained by air farms, complex arrays of artificial photosynthesis systems, scrubbers, and filters that churn through the brown soup outside to create an approximation of the air of a bygone era. Cultures in the clouds. In this sepia-tinged reality, communities bond not over shared experiences of open-air festivals or carefree walks in nature, but over a collective persistence to partake in simulated outdoor activities within the confines of domed enclosures. Within these bubbles, they circulate recycled breaths, cautiously participating in archaic sports, and laughing behind layers of protective gear, as if to challenge the very atmosphere to quench their human spirit. Juxtaposed against the backdrop of this bleak existence is the rise of black market oxygen bars, illicit venues offering a hit of unadulterated air in exchange for the day's wages or more. It is the ultimate luxury, a careless whisper of life within the squalor, reminiscent of a time when breath came free and boundless. The shattered agricultural glasshouse. While smog shelters offer a semblance of normalcy to urban dwellers, the outside world continues to bear the brunt of our ancestors' legacy. The countryside, once a verdant haven, is now marked by the skeletal remains of glasshouses and crop fields. Agriculture, once the proud feeding hand of civilizations, is reduced to a byword for impracticality, a distant memory as people turn to lab-grown alternatives that never tasted the sun. An odyssey of soot. The story of the world outside these shelters is one of soot-faced nomads, wanderers who trawl through the murky haze in search of remnants of edible flora and fauna. They barter scavenged relics from an increasingly distant surface life for minutes in oxygen booths or a patch of sleeper berth within shelter walls. Children conceived in this era know of skies not from direct sight, but from tales and pixelated illustrations in e-books, whose glow competes with the faint luminosity of an obscured sun. Their imaginings of stars and blue expanses are mere fantasies, much like the thought of a world where humans coexisted with the environment rather than surviving in spite of it. Conclusion: this, then, is our smog-stained reality, a world so mired in its own waste products that even the fundamental act of breathing has become a commodity, traded and hoarded like the rarest of luxuries. In this world, our bond with the earth is not one of symbiotic harmony, but rather a parasitic struggle, one where humanity continues to suckle on the teat of technological mitigation, with little hope for a reunion with the natural order of things. The message of this tale is unflinching and clear. We have trespassed against the bounds of nature, and are now ensconced in an existence that is as much a prison as it is a sanctuary. The smog that suffocates our horizons serves as both jailer and executioner, a constant reminder of the world that could have been had we only listened to the muted cries of a dying planet.